Welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and today we're diving into how mindset can shift your life, your confidence, your purpose. You're watching Now Media Television.
Welcome, welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and today I am creating space for a different kind of real estate conversation. One that's really about identity, confidence, and claiming the life you want. I'm joined by Amanda Casanova Godina and Benjamin Godina of G Partner in Realty. Amanda is a San Antonio native with deep experience across the real estate ecosystem, including builders, property management, mortgage processing, and a decade in the title industry. She understands how deals actually get done. And Benjamin is known for guiding buyers with patience, clarity, and strong local market knowledge, the kind of steady presence people remember long after closing. Today, we're starting where confidence really starts. The moment you stop waiting for permission and start claiming your space. We're glad to have you on this show, Benjamin and Amanda.
Thank you.
Let's get started with the first question. So before we get into strategy, who were you before the real estate, and what life moments shape how you serve people today?
Me before, I feel like I've always been in real estate. I've been in real estate like from my early 20s. So I've always been in it one way or another, from builders, survey company, mortgage company. I just feel like I've always been in real estate. But let's see, what would I say?
Who are you before the real estate? And I know you just said that you've been in it since day one, right? But were you, I know when I met you, Amanda, just the tenacity, the boldness, you came with strategy, right? And I met you, you helped me close on a deal for my duplex. And I just said in the back of my mind, I want to be more like her, right? You know, just bold, walking into to do the deal and all the things. I just admired how you moved as a realtor.
As for myself, I've always had some solid jobs. I just couldn't find my passion. I knew that I had some God-given gifts that I needed to use. And so I kind of found my way in real estate, and knew that talking and marketing and meeting people were part of my gift. So I think seeing myself going through that and working with elders, going through their questions and concerns of selling their homes, estate homes and so forth. I think that's what brought me joy to what I'm doing now.
Right. The confidence and just being who you are. Right. Because once again, you know, going through my journey, Amanda being who she is and you being who you are, Amanda would flat out and say, no, Tamika, that's not the home for you, you know, and she would give me the rationales behind it. And a lot of times we need that. So it's not just about the sale, it's about the person, right? And she knew I was a single parent, right? So she had my best interest at heart, and I was forever thankful for that, right? So what's something buyers assume about you when they first meet you? And what do you wish they understood immediately about your work ethics?
I think because I'm socially pretty much everywhere in platforms. I think humor and laughter is a big part of my bringing and what I do. But when they see me, I think that's what they see right away is, you know, here's a guy with humor and talking skills. But they don't know some of the background work that I do to kind of prepare myself for buyer presentations or listing presentations. So there's a lot of work on the back end that I have to prepare myself that doesn't just come with humor and talking all the time.
Yeah, he's like the fun guy up front when you meet him and everything, but when he gets to negotiating, he's like laser focused and turns into like an attorney almost.
Wow, that's amazing. So when a potential buyer tells you, I'm not ready, What are the first two things you look at to separate their fears from facts? Whether it's credit, income, savings, or just their timeline, what are two things you look at to separate them from saying, I'm not ready to, let's close the deal?
I think for me, it's always a why. It's like, what makes you feel you're not ready? And a lot of times people say, oh, well, I don't have money saved up, or, oh, I don't have, you know, I got a divorce and my credit's all jacked up. But we've always got a solution for that. So there's always a plan. It's like, if you're not ready right now, let's get you on a game plan so that you will be ready. Because if you never start, you're never going to be ready.
Right. That's true. No doubt. A lot of times, depending on where we come from, some buyers don't understand the importance of financial and their budgeting and their planning and so forth. So credit is one of the big things that we get challenged with, but we definitely provide them with a plan and goals. You know, we write them down. We kind of get them selected with the right lender and credit partner as well. So we definitely like to make sure that they're along the steps that they need to get to.
And a lot of times it's not even that they're not ready. It's just, they're not educated. They just don't know what questions to ask, or they just, you know, there's a concept that you need 20% down to buy a house. And that's not, I mean, that's one loan program, but there's many other loan programs where you don't need 20% down.
Yeah.
So I think a big part of it is just educating them.
Yes, education is key to a lot of home buyers. I agree. And also mindset too, right? That whole mindset is, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. So then, like you said, you're asking the whys, why? Getting behind the why as to why you're not ready. And it could be just some type of programming they have in their mind that, you know, my mom and dad never bought a home. I've never owned a home and it's hard, or I just can't do it, or I'm not ready, or I'll never own a home, right? It's that mindset shift sometimes. And you asking the whys, I think, will help open those doors. What is one confidence micro habit you've seen change the way buyers show up, especially when he or she is making their first offer?
Micro habit. I think once they get into the to the stage where they're pre-approved, they realize, you know, I've saved up the money, or I've fixed my credit. You can see that sense of confidence when they're pre-approved and like, now we can go shop and this is what we can do. You really do see their confidence boost when they're able to say, you know, I can do this. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it gets a little out of hand though, because then they start thinking, well, now I want more, but we've got to reel them back in and say, let's stay focused. We don't want to be house poor.
No, we definitely see the enthusiasm when they see what they can do with everything that they've done for themselves. But yeah, that's a mindset for them, as well as you keep mentioning that it's all about the energy that they bring in. It's also important for us to bring that energy over to them as well. It's important that they see our enthusiasm, our energy poured into them, so that they can see that we're not just there for a transaction. We're there to just to guide them through the entire process and build a relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so before they say yes, before they make that investment, Amanda, you already know I'm the affirmation queen. So what is one powerful affirmation you would share with them before they take this huge leap into investing in a house or real estate?
An affirmation?
Yeah, something positive, something that they will make them, you know, be more aware of. They got this, they can do this, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing stopping you but yourself.
Unstoppable. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. There's nothing stopping you but yourself. Write that down. Do y'all hear that? Amanda, say it again. There's nothing stopping you but yourself. Nothing
stopping you but yourself.
Yeah. Yes. Amen to that. So coming up next, we're shifting this from just a dream to building real legacy. Coming up next, we will talk about that creates generational calm and not generational stress. Don't go anywhere. More to come on Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV show, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Espanol. On the go, catch the podcast version right at www.nowmediatv.com. From business to news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is available around the clock, ready whenever you are. Welcome back. I'm here with Amanda and Benjamin, and now we're shifting into decisions that don't just change your address, they change your family nervous system. Because some choices create stability, and some choices create years of quiet stress. What's the difference between a good deal and a good legacy decision?
Ooh.
You both say, ooh.
A good deal. I mean, I guess it just really depends. It depends your situation, because every client is different and every client has different reasons for wanting to buy a house. A good deal could be something that, you know, it gets them out of a rental home and gets them into a home where they can build equity and move out to purchase their forever home. So that would be a good deal. That would be a quick fix. Instead of paying rent, you're building equity. What was the other second part?
A good legacy decision.
I mean, that could even help you build legacy, because even if you didn't sell that first property and you turned it into a rental, it's like a starter home. You start somewhere and then you take another step and another leap. You're building your portfolio. So it could work both ways.
No, definitely. She hit the nail right on the head. I mean, you know, depending, every situation is different. Buyers can come in there and buy for a short period of time, knowing that in 3 or 5 years they've got to resell. But then there's other families that buy it and it's their lifetime home and becomes a legacy for them. It becomes, you know, a home that's going to be there for their children. And so they leave that for their children, and it just...
Absolutely. So it can...
It just builds from there.
I agree. What is the biggest mistake you see in real estate that you see home buyers make, from skipping inspection to being stretched too far, too thin, ignoring the taxes, the insurance, of buying emotionally or waiting too long? What are the biggest mistakes that have y'all seen?
I think I see two big mistakes. One of them would be waiting. People are always waiting. And I think because they wait because we're waiting for interest rates to drop, or we're waiting for the market to change. And in the meantime, like right now, you are ready to buy a house, but you're waiting for something that you have no control over to change, which a lot of times ends up costing them more money. Because it's not always the perfect time for you to buy a home. And I think the second mistake I see a lot is people listening to the wrong people or the wrong sources to get information. I know social media is huge and there's a lot of good things on social media, but you really can't take real estate advice from somebody in New York, because their market is totally different than the market in Texas. And even in Texas, our San Antonio market is different from Austin, which is just, you know, an hour or so away. So I think it's not listening to the right people. It's like going to, what did we say the other day? It's like going to a foot doctor to help your heart.
Yes.
You have to listen to the right people with the right experience, because I know your family, you know, the family and your aunt who bought one house 30 years ago, and maybe have an uncle who follows the foreclosure website, you know, not that they're not good people and they don't have your good best interest at heart, but they're not the professionals who can advise you and give you the correct information.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's going to the right resources that we keep mentioning, you know, but I think one of the things that people also miss in a purchase process, when if they're buying a brand new home in the building process, a lot of times they skip the inspection. They feel that the builder's inspector has done their part, but they don't understand. And we definitely remind them that all the inspectors, they work for the builder. And so, of course, you know, they're gonna do their part and possibly their minimum limitations on what they do. Whereas we always try to let them know to hire a third party inspector that works for them and looks at their best interests. And, surely they find a lot more deficiencies before they close on their home when they hire that third party inspector. And then when they don't, they come back to us and they tell us we should have hired an inspector.
Good to know. That's good information to know.
Yeah.
Yes. And just finding that SME, that subject matter expert, is so important, right? So how do you coach a family when they're split? One person wants to lead, go full throttle, and the other person is like, wait a minute, pump the brakes, and they freeze. How do you coach a family who's ready to buy the house, but two people are just on two ends of the spectrum?
Very carefully. You coach them very carefully.
I like that.
You coach them very carefully. Definitely. They both have good emotions. Obviously they may think differently. They came in with a certain mindset and then their mindset changed because of maybe other sources they heard. So it's our job, you know, as we always think of, it's a big commitment, like a wedding. You know, you have a best man and you have a matron of honor and to help you guide you through that. So that's kind of where I think we relate, is guiding them in the right place, having them sit down, kitchen table, and work those things out to move forward.
Oh, Benjamin, I like that. Having that matron of honor and that best man, bride and groom, you got to use that as a post. I like that.
Yes. I think for me, it's always the whys. I'm always asking them why. Like, okay, you know, husband says we're going to wait. Wife is ready to buy. It's like, okay, why are you ready to buy? And she'll say, well, because, you know, we've outgrown the house. We don't have storage. We're having another baby, whatever. And then the husband, okay, why do you not want to buy? What is it? And it's important to listen to both. And I find that when you ask them together, sometimes they hear each other better when somebody's there rather than when they're just alone. You know, it's kind of like your kids always, you could tell them don't cross the street, but then they won't do it. But the neighbor tells them don't cross the street and it's, oh, don't cross the street. Then they listen to them. But sometimes it just helps to hear, you know, maybe it's like, well, because, you know, we want to pay off a car or, with, you know, we need to pay this off or whatever it is. But it's good to do that too. They both listen to each other. And then we can kind of guide them from there. Because it may not be right now, but it may be later.
Right. And I love that. So for the one who feels they're behind on real estate, making any investment moves, like they missed their moment, right? What is one aligned move they should make first?
Check their credit. Get a credit report.
Check the credit.
Yeah, look at your credit report and see what's on it. Make sure, make sure there's so much fraud going on nowadays. Just
how important is that, the credit, when purchasing a house?
Oh, it's everything. It's everything. That plus income, but I mean, it's everything. We've met people where they make great money and, you know, they're great people, responsible and everything, but there's one thing there's a broken lease from 12 years ago on their credit report, and that stops them.
It's important whether they're single or married or, you know, doing the application jointly, that they do know what's in that closet. in that credit closet, a lot of times they forget about what was there. As she mentioned, 12, 13, 14 years ago, they just forgot about it. Thought maybe after the whole 7 year, marks that things go off. There's some credit that does not come off. So when they're partnered up with the right lender and guided by the right lender to tell them what to do and what not to do and to stay on certain things, yeah, credit is important. So
yeah, it's huge, especially if you've been through a divorce. Sometimes you went through a divorce and there was an agreement to pay off certain things, and maybe they did get paid off, but they didn't get updated on the credit report. And, you know, sometimes it's like, we're divorced, we're done. They're not sending me letters. You leave it alone. But it is important for you to check your credit on a regular basis. That's why they offer a free credit once a year?
Once a year.
A free credit report. But just to make sure your names are correct, your addresses are correct, nobody's pulling credit that shouldn't be pulling, things like that.
Absolutely. So what is one weekly empowerment challenge you want the viewers to do this week from someday to let's do this and I got this when it comes to preparing to invest or buying a house? What's one empowerment challenge you want the viewers to take away?
Create a budget.
Create a budget this week. So this week, you guys, you hear that? Create a budget. Yeah. Create a budget.
Look at your money. Just look at your money. Look at your living expenses and where your money's going. He's the money man. He keeps us on track.
So well, you got to write it down. You got to visually see it. You got to be hard on yourself. You've got to be disciplined. You know, discipline is really hard for many people, you know, whether it be your finances, whether it be a diet, whether it be, you know, disciplining your children or anything, you know, that needs to have structure. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes, you know, to, of course, how important is this for you? Mm-hmm. That mindset, you know, that how important is it for you? How hard are you going to hurt for it to work?
And so, sometimes when you write it down and you're right, because we have people all the time that are like, oh, I can't buy it. Oh, where are you living now? Oh, I live in, you know, a luxury apartment and pay $1,900 a month rent. I'm like, sweetheart, you can buy a house for less than that. But it's good for people to see where their money's going, because a lot of people who say, I don't have money or I don't have any room to save money, it's like, well, maybe if you didn't go to Starbucks, you know, four times a week, you could put that aside. You could pay down that credit card. But yeah, just make a budget, see where your money's going, see what's coming in and what's going out, and then make some changes. Change is going to be uncomfortable, but eventually it will get you to a comfortable state in life.
Yes. So this week, empowerment challenge, start with the budget, write it down, be clear and write it down, write down your vision. So if someone wants to start that first step with you, what's the easiest way to reach you all?
The easiest way to reach us, mm-hmm. I would say just call, text, shoot us a call, shoot us a text.
What, do you have a website or you have, what number would you like for them to call you at?
We have the 210-838-0584.
And your website? What's your website?
Yeah, it's our website at gpartnersrealty.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram.
Our business page on Facebook, G Partners in Realty, on Instagram.
Same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have a few other platforms as well that you can search. You can Google us under G Partners in Realty. You'll find all the platforms that we're on. Our website is definitely easy to follow. Both our contact information is on there. But most of the time, the easiest way that people do things nowadays is just by text. So, yeah. Just because they're scared, you know, they don't know what kind of answer they're going to get when they hear somebody on the phone. So many times they like to text. And but yeah, whatever is easier for them, we want to make it as easy and as convenient for them as possible.
Thank you for that information. So up next, we're going behind the scenes of what it takes to build a life and a business together without losing yourself in the process. More to come on Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. I'm here with Amanda and Benjamin because I want to talk about something people don't always see. What it takes to be a team when the stakes are high, deadlines are real, and emotions are everywhere. When was the first moment you realized we can build something real together, and how did that feel?
Well, I'm going to take that one first. She gives me affirmations. She gives me structure. Kudos. She lifts me up, puts me on a pedestal. You know, obviously we both have a lot of years in this business, but she definitely shows me the worth of the value behind what I do. So I think.
Okay, I don't know how to top that one.
Love it.
I think for me, he's very structured, and that's what I need, because I come up with ideas and I'm ready to run and go this way and do everything, and I'll say yes to everything and everyone, but he keeps me structured. He keeps us on track. I think we balance each other well. We do have different styles of working, but yet we're very much alike. At the end of the day, we have a huge respect for each other, both, I think, professionally and personally. So, you know, if he tells me on a deal, like, no, it just can't, like, you can't do that, I'm like, I don't like to be told no. I'm always like, well, let me figure out this way. But, you know, he's going on 19 years in the business. So he's pretty much, when it comes to things like that, I'm like, okay, I hear you.
And that's
every transaction is different. So we do help each other a lot when it comes to different scenarios that sometimes they're hard to come across. So we do feed off each other a lot, because even her experiences are new experiences to me. So we definitely feed off each other.
And I love it. I love it. Kind of like the yin and the yang, right? You guys balance each other, right? Yeah, I heard Amanda said she's not as organized. Oh, you are organized. You are organized. No, you're not.
See, I like the structure, because I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready, like, okay, let's go and let's drive the streets. Let's do this. Let's do that. And he's like, hold up.
Okay, so he's the steady, patient, steady turtle, but steady going. And you're like the rabbit out the gate. And so he pull you back a little bit and say, wait a minute. And then also at times you have to give him a little push. Come on, turtle, let's close this deal. Come on. So y'all balance each other. And that's so amazing. And I love it.
We're always coming up with ideas, even if they're unsolicited ideas. Because, you know, we both... You know, we each have our own office in the house, but sometimes, you know, I hear him on the phone with a client talking, and I'm walking by, and I was like, oh, they got to do this, this, and this. And he's like, I'm on the phone. But it's just, it works well, I guess, you know, with my years of experience in title, I can help answer a lot of questions for, you know, that his clients come up with or that he may have. And then he helps me a lot with negotiations too. So.
Okay, so it works out for both of you, because you can piggyback off of each other's experience and knowledge and just personal judgment and wisdom. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. What's one non-negotiable value you protect in your work, especially when the deals get tense? What's one non-negotiable value you protect in your work? One non-negotiable that you're like, nope, I'm not compromising. This is...
I think it's respect. you know, we meet a lot of people who we don't know, who are strangers to us, but we're all in this business to help people. At the end of the day, we need to respect not only each other, respect our clients' wishes and their goals, but even as agents working with agents, you know, we need to be respectful. We're not, sometimes we have communication with some agents and they treat it like we're enemies, like, you know, we're trying to, yeah, it's like a competition. Is like, no, it's like, I'm trying to buy the house you're listing, put some money in your pocket so you can take care of your family, get your seller off to their next goal and help our clients get onto their next goal. So let's work together. Let's communicate. But respect is a big thing. I think everybody needs to have that, maintain that level of respect.
Yeah. I think mine would be, along with that, I think mine would be trust. I definitely need them to trust, and so we can't break that. If there's things that they're asking me to do that are beyond that, I won't do it. It's just, they got to trust me in what the process is. You know, that process may be a little bit uneasy or different, but, you know, we've both been doing this long enough to kind of know which way direction we're going.
Yeah, we're not going to cut corners when this is like, it's your biggest investment in your lifetime for some.
Yes. And that can be, Benjamin, I know you're talking about, you mentioned trust, but that can be huge, because back to mindset and back to programming, right? Or values, or mindset that's been passed along from generation to generation, right? If my mom had an issue with the realtor, or she had a deal that went bad and we got this crappy house and now we lived in it for however many years, now it's my turn as an adult to invest and buy a house. And I have mom told me all my life, don't trust realtors. You know, they're only going to sell you crap and they're out to get your money. So yeah, that trust, that's huge, right? Building that trust with the realtor, it's huge, because of sometimes you have those program beliefs and or the mindset, like someone's out to get you or rip you off, or you could have got a better deal, right? All those things. So do y'all ever deal with clients who have those trust issues?
Yeah, we actually had somebody from church, you know, tell us they don't trust man.
They don't trust men, period.
They don't trust, you know. And so after hearing that, all we could really do is chuckle. It's
you need my coaching. Should have handled my car, Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I think a big part of it goes back to what we said earlier, is about educating them and educating the buyers, letting them know, you know, the facts. Because like you said, they do come back from, you know, like their uncle told them, hey, you can get that house, lowball the offer. Like, you can do it. Your realtor's not working for you if she's telling you to go in at list price. But I think a lot of that has to just do with us being transparent, and then with us just educating the client.
No, yeah. Yeah, and I know that, you know, trust, as she keeps saying, there's different agents out there. There's different business, but we do have a certain way of working with our buyers and our sellers. We do like to put our time in. We do like to build that relationship with them. We do like to have them get to know us, and the reason why they should trust us, because there is a lot of parties out there that the business is just not relational. It's just a transaction and they're out. They'll never hear from that loan officer, real estate agent, inspector ever again. Mm-hmm. But for us, I mean, for us, we've been in this business because it's been word of mouth. It's just been referral business, continuous business. So.
Good stuff. Okay, Ben and Amanda, let's go there. For the men and women who's building, leading, and doing all the things, What is one non-negotiable boundary they need to set in this busy season? Because every life is life, right, for everybody. Just so they won't lose themselves, right? Chasing success, and they can still protect his or her their peace. What is one non-negotiable boundary they need to have?
They need to they need to have personal time.
Personal, like time blocking,
Time
something
blocking.
like,
Like, but
oh, yeah,
you
I
do
need to
need
do
to
that.
have like personal time for yourself, for for your partner.
Yes.
I know sometimes I just need 10 minutes to just decompress, whether it's be sitting in the driveway sometimes, but you need to be able to close out all the tabs that are running through your head. Turn off all the voices and just, breathe. Like for me, I just have to take some breathing. But I think it's really important to just, you work so hard to get what to earn what you earn, but you don't set a lot of times we don't set time to enjoy it. And it can just be little things, like just set some time to just hear your own thoughts.
I love that because many times we don't, right? Even with breathing, Amanda, I have to go back and say, okay, Tamika, you need to take deep breaths or do this, 5 minute meditation in the morning. Take the time to breathe. This simple breathing, right? We forget to do, right?
No, I mean, time, I think that for us, it's just the word time, 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, 30 to 28, 39 days in a month, the time runs out. And if you don't use that time wisely, it's going to escape from you. I'm a big believer on the calendar.
Everything's on the calendar.
Everything's on the calendar for me.
Even date nights
Thing
You
is on the
know, date
calendar.
night is on the calendar. When our kids were young, time with our kids, that's important. I'm not going to jeopardize invaluable time with valuable time.
I think I'm a big believer that you can't pour from from an empty cup.
Absolutely.
So, we are not. We hear realtors, videos and stuff, others that say, they work 24/7 and you can call them at 1 o'clock in the morning and they're posting that, oh, I didn't go to the doctor so I could go to the closing and stuff. We're not those realtors. We're not those realtors. Because you think about it, if you've got somebody who's working nonstop, what's their mindset? Like what's,
Burnout, stress.
are they really making the best decisions or judgment for you? We have boundaries, we stop answering calls at a certain time. And then we pick up again the next day. Now it depends. Like if you've got a client, we've got a client that, they're overseas and they can only talk at certain times. We make exceptions for that, but we're still human. We have a family, we have each other, we have grandkids. So we need to make time for each of those things that are important in our life that fulfill us and bring us joy so that we can continue to serve our clients
I
with
agree.
energy. Yeah, should it
I
say
agree.
so? I mean, yeah. So we have to fill that in. So
You can't give time back. So, yes, I agree. So,
yeah.
in our final segment, I'm bringing this home to community. How you build trust, how you educate without overwhelming, how you serve people who've been talked down to in money situations and money conversations, right? So more to come on Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible, confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Don't miss a second of this show or any of Now Media TV favorite shows available live or on demand anytime, anywhere. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS for instant access to our bilingual lineup. Prefer podcasts? Listen anytime at www.nowmedia.tv. From business to lifestyle to culture, Now Media TV is here 24/7. Welcome back to our final segment. I want to end this with community, because in a market where people feel overwhelmed, trust is everything. And we've mentioned it early in segment two and segment three. So if you haven't watched segment two or three, go back and watch it. And for a lot of people, the hardest part isn't the paperwork. It's about feeling heard. What is a client moment that reminded you that this work is about people and not just properties, selling properties?
Oh gosh, there's so many. I think, we have one more recent is we had clients who we helped them buy a house, and then they came and said, we want to buy an investment property, a rental house. And we're like, okay, fine. Sounds good. And it turns out it's a rental property, but they're going to have their mom move into it so that she could live at home. And then, later on, it'll become a rental property. So those moments, seeing it, their thought process, and they did this all by surprise. Mom had no idea. I had to play devil's advocate there and tell her, oh, well, hold on. I'm looking for a program, and I'll go, wait one more week. I'll help you go look for an apartment. In the meantime, we're helping her son buy her house.
Yeah.
So
she's telling me, don't say nothing, Ben, when you see her, because I'm excited and I want to just let her know. But she's telling me.
That was a really huge one to see that. Because he's not only building generational wealth, but financially, but also for his family, because his kids are seeing him take care of his mom.
How amazing is that? Wow. Yeah, I don't know if I could have kept that secret, Benjamin, but
it was tough.
What are the top three knowledge gaps you see when buyers freeze, right? Three top knowledge gaps. And how do they break it down in a way? How do you break it down in a way to make it clear, powerful, and actionable when you explain the knowledge gaps to a buyer?
The knowledge gaps?
Yes.
Just with facts, I would say one is credit.
Credit.
They don't even know. They assume they have bad credit, but they don't even know what they have on their credit. So right away, it's like, let's take a look at that first to see what's really there. And if it is bad, okay, let's put a plan together how we can fix it. Mm-hmm. I think the second one would be finances. People think they can't afford a house. They think they need 20%. That's not necessarily true. There are a lot of loan programs out there for first-time home buyers, for veterans. Mm-hmm. There are 100% financing programs. There's down payment assistance programs. There's different grant programs from the city of San Antonio. So it's just sitting down with them and presenting to them the facts, like, here's this program, here's this program.
Mm-hmm.
I think the third one would be, I heard somebody use this phrase in a speech that she gave, and she said that people live within their four walls and they need to live outside the walls. Mm-hmm. And I think, especially in our culture, they're raised a certain way. We're not, I guess, because mom never bought a house, we're not going to, I'm not going to buy a house, or I can't do this because mom didn't do it. And I think it's part of telling them, you can do it. Mom maybe didn't do it because of certain reasons, but you can do it, and you can do this for your children, for your legacy. So you can live outside of these walls and move forward.
So expanded mindset, financing, and
credit.
Noted. How do you build trust fast with someone who's been disappointed before, or who feels intimidated by the whole money conversation, or just have that, that mindset of lack and scarcity? How do you build?
I think by example, by example, by experience, you know, whether, you know, bad experiences, bad life, you know, expectations that happen in your life, they become testimonials for the future. And so you let them know what can be done. You let them know where their mistakes were made and how you learned from those. And you let them know that things can change, that things do get better. And of course, giving them the positiveness that they need to have, because that mindset, as you keep mentioning, is just so important for every individual to have correctly. And, you know, we got to fine tune it every now and then. Sometimes they just hear too much negativity that's out there on our social world that it overwhelms them. But we have to bring that energy over to them.
Absolutely. So every guest provides a flawless fact and a flawless nugget to the audience. The flawless fact is just something you guys want the audience to know about you. It could be simple as I love ice cream, chocolate ice cream. And the flawless nugget is something you want the audience to take away, put in their back pocket and use, or pass it along to someone else, right? Information and knowledge, right, is power. So flawless fact.
Flawless black facts. I love chocolate. I just love anything sweet.
Awesome. Can you give us a flawless nugget then?
Flawless nugget, I would say there's nothing impossible that you cannot do. You just need to focus and make those steps.
Think I love tacos. I think the nugget would be don't stop. Just find something to trigger that overwhelming that you've got. So
don't stop. I love it. Where can someone find you if they want to invest in the San Antonio area?
You can go to but the easiest way is just give us a call or a text, 210-838-0584. All our information is on our website as well at gpartnersrealty.com. We're on social media, but we're here to help.
Yeah, we communicate. We love to communicate. So anybody has any questions, any concerns, what happens, they want to sit down and plan things, definitely reach out to us.
Awesome. Thank you, Amanda and Benjamin. Thank you for bringing both heart and strategy to this conversation. Confidence isn't something we wait for. It's something you practice step by step, decision by decision. To everyone's watching, yes, you flawless family, your next move doesn't have to be perfect. It just have to be progress. Progress, progress. Breathe, get the facts, trust your worth, and take one step forward. Until next time, stay flawless.